First, though, let's turn to what's happening in the aftermath of those terrible attacks in Belgium. Our friend and correspondent Adeline Sia is in Brussels. Adele, for you, this is a repetition of Paris in November. What are you seeing in Brussels?
The first thing I saw when I was actually in downtown Brussels yesterday was this big square covered with candles and flowers and Belgian flags and people chanting and people giving free hugs, and all that was exactly what was taking place in Paris 4 months ago on Place de la République, where people gathered in solidarity with the victims, the family, and just to be together. In fact, when I spoke to you about this last, I had just returned from a little ceremony at the side of a restaurant. It was a minute of silence to the memory of the victims, and people gathered on the street. And today, I went to a ceremony on Place de la Bourse, a minute of silence in the memory of the victims, and that went on for about 15 minutes. Wow. And this was a packed, large city square. There's a part of me that feels that this is like a horrific Groundhog Day. You know what I mean? It's just like it's a terrible deja vu, definitely.
Yeah. So a lot of eerie, sad similarities. So you said the Place de la Bourse was packed. What about just generally? Are there people walking around the streets?
People are walking around the streets. It's quiet, but, you know, they are tourists. I spoke to a whole family from Finland. I spoke to people from Ireland. It seems that people have not stopped their travel, because here's the thing. I was here in November during the lockdown, the weekend of the lockdown, and of course nothing was open and there were very few people on the streets. And this was the lockdown was only because of threats. And now there's been this huge catastrophic event and there is no lockdown. So people have decided, well, I might as well go on with my life. And most people went back to work, I think, a day after. So there were a lot of people even on the Grand Place, this beautiful square that you see on all pictures of Brussels, and this sort of a Renaissance square is beautiful. On this beautiful square, I ran into this woman going back to work. She was a lawyer, and she seemed to be very cheerful. And I asked her how she could keep her spirits up given what's happened. And this is what she had to say.
Yeah, we try to keep laughing.
I think it's what we're known for, a bizarre sense of humor. Surrealism, it's an art form, we're famous for that, but it's also a way of life in Belgium, and I think that's why you'll see that this weekend people will be going out to restaurants, people will be having drinks, because it's important, it's who we are, it's part of our culture to do things together and live a good life together as well, and things like these can't stop us.
Yes, and Marco, you know, she was really sincere as she was saying this. You can tell from her voice and from all the other people that I talked to today at cafes and restaurants, they seem to have that will and spirit. And so you know that they'll be able to get through to this.
Friend and correspondent for The World, Adeline Sia in Brussels. Thanks, Adele. We'll check in tomorrow again.
You're welcome, Marco.